Emperor.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now. Something so profoundly deep and meaningful, you'll almost wet yourself listening to it.
We've landed this morning on Bishop's Wood. So that sounds lovely. Unless you have a mind like these two.
Hey Sue, it's Joe. Really sorry to see you leave, mate. It's been an amazing seven years since we first met. I was young, had her. You were still optimistic. They were the days. Thanks for everything you've taught me. It's been a pleasure. And now you're trusting me with your job. Please, Sue, don't leave me. Don't leave me with them. Have an amazing time over there. You will storm it.
Susan Carter, we have seen you grow. Susan Carter, we don't want you to go. Susan Carter, you're amazing. We want you back. You should change your name to Jack.
Hi, it's me. We're over again. Sorry. Hey, we're totally over again. Miles over, like a whole 10 minutes over. It was Neil. Hi, it's Joe. We're actually under this time. You're welcome. Hey, Sue, I know you're not going to miss my calls to you every hour, on the hour, but just in case you do, I'm going to miss you too.
Sue, hi, it's Adrian here. Listen, really, really sad to see you go. You've been a huge part of the success of the whole enterprise here and so integral to everything that's been so great about this place. We'll really miss you, but no doubt with the global reach of Absolute Radio and Clive and Donna and myself, we'll stay well in touch. So best of luck and see you on the other side.
Hi, Sue, it's Hamish. I guess probably being the only other person in the business who has actually lived with Ian, I don't blame you for going to Australia. On a serious note, it has been an amazing journey. I can clearly say that doubt I've learned more in my professional career from anyone than I have from you. It's been both educational and emotional, but seriously, it's going to be a very different place without you. Have an amazing time. We're going to miss you, but we'll hopefully see you very soon.
We started off this part of the conversation with quite a revelation. We've not talked about this on the radio. It's been something we've been planning for about a year or so. There's still a few things to be organised, but there are plans in place at the moment where we are going to take this entire breakfast show to Afghanistan to broadcast live for a week from Camp Bastion.
Well done going to Afghanistan and doing this radio show. I think it's a great idea.
I'm really going to miss you, Sue. I'm really going to miss you. Don't leave. I've always loved you. Don't leave. Stay, Sue. Don't go.
Sue, it's Rod.
Hello, Rod. How are you?
Wonderful. The sun's shining here. How's it there?
Oh, well, we're in Oxford, so it's always gorgeous here.
Oh, lovely. I'm in Epping, so I'm the other, so not too far away from you.
Sue, I'm gutted. I keep waking up having this bad dream, thinking that you've announced that you're leaving. And I know I'm probably going to wake up from this dream, and it's all going to be gone and a memory. But the reality is you are going, so I thought long and hard about what to get you for a leaving present. But trying to find enough wrapping paper to wrap up Ben would be difficult. I'm going to miss you. You've been a great friend and we'll always remain friends. And hopefully when you send me an invite, I'll be over there and living luxury like you will be. Going to miss you lots. Thanks for all your love, all your support. And it's not too late to change your mind. Bye.
Hi, Sue Carter. Ben Thompson, the quiet one in the office. You know, the one that you love working with. Just thought I'd say, enjoyed working with you for a year. And, you know, if you want a leaving present, more than happy putting you through my headboard. Anyway, on a serious note, you're great at your job, great to deal with, and I hope you have a great time in Australia. Still don't want you to go, though. Bye!
Can I just pause you two there for a moment and just mention that in case...
only because you're late. 01865.
See, I mean, there's one day a year when Sue is nice. You pick the wrong day. It's, you know.
I was nice until you were late.
Go on, give us the traffic.
No, I'm giving you...
Ouch.
Susan Carter, we have seen you grow, Susan Carter. We don't want you to go, Susan Carter. You're amazing, we want you back. You should change your name to Jack.
Hello, Sue. It's Sophie here. I cannot believe this moment has finally come because, as has been well publicised in the past, on several occasions I have said, if you ever left, I would either have to jump off a building or leave too because I could not bear the thought of working without you. It's been absolutely amazing to share, you know, an office with you over the past 4, 5, 6 years. You've definitely kept me sane on occasion, and it's been lovely to see you hanging out with Max as well. So have an absolutely brilliant time in Australia. Try not to put up too many gorgeous Instagram pictures of it because it's just going to make me very jealous. Oh, and one other thing, I do actually have money on you crying today, so if you could just squeeze out a tear, even if you're not that emotional, it would very much help my Max going to college fund. Cheers.
Ah, Susan Marie Carter. I'm not leaving you a leaving message because you're not leaving, you're just going on a holiday, and when I return from my honeymoon, you'll be back here. Who would have thought that... I mean, friends is probably too strong a word, but who'd have thought that 2.5 years later we could bear each other's company? Is that probably still too strong? We could just vaguely bear the sight of each other and perhaps possibly the odd text message, and that it all started off with a mutual love of eating testicles. Ah, testicles. If you were leaving, I would probably say something like, blah, 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 I'm going to miss you, blah, blah, blah. Don't know how we're going to survive without you. Blah, blah, blah. You're all right? Well, average. I'll probably say you're average.
Hi, Sue. It's Victoria here. Can't believe you're leaving us. I know we haven't known each other very long, but it's been absolute pleasure the short time we have spent together in the office. Have a very safe journey home, and if you don't like it, you can always come back.
Hi, Sue. It's Clive. Couldn't let today go past without giving you, a quick message. So I can't be with you, but I'm otherwise detained in a country where it describes winter as 23 degrees and sunny. Yes, of course, rubbing it in. Just wanted to give you one bit of background. One of my earliest memories of working with Sue was when we worked together in Dublin on the launch of Q102, and I came in from the airport one day and said I had this great idea. We need to go and buy a Segway. And Ian and Sue looked at me and said, "A what? A Segway? This thing is going to change the world. People are going to ride around Dublin on this thing, and we'll have it to replace our promotional vehicles. It'll be great. And you're going to go and buy it off eBay. eBay? Where is it? This is in Wales. You've got to get it from Wales." And Sue said to me, "You want me to go to Wales to buy a skateboard with an engine on it?" And I said, "Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great." So, you dutifully did. You got the Segway. It's now probably sitting somewhere in a garage, somewhere in Q102. Of course, I'm sure everyone in Dublin now has Segways. I think the last time I heard about Segways, the founder of the Segway company drove his Segway off a cliff, possibly in Wales. And it's always made me chuckle. But Sue, when you get to Brisbane, there's a Segway on the Gold Coast. Can you bring and pick it up?
Susan, what can I say? You are leaving the dumpy building and heading home. For me, though, on a personal note, I have to say, how can I thank you for all the help you've given me? How can I say thank you for being nice and maternal when I was neurotic and paranoid? And how can I say thank you for making me redundant? No, seriously, Sue, it has been honestly a pleasure working alongside you. You've always been an absolute star to me when all you've wanted to do was go home. I can't honestly thank you enough for everything. You are the glue that keeps that place going, because that Ian guy's always on holiday, and you are, and still, a revered member of the Big Banana Crew. Just remember, Lewis and pay-as-you-go football. Love you loads, and missing you already, and remember, if you ever need a half-decent British football commentator in Oz, just let me know. I'll send Jerome, then I can get the Radio Oxford gig. Ta-da!
Modern women will probably carry a little more fat around their stomachs than their hips. All the men stop looking at me and Sue right now.
So, no, they're looking at you, not me.
All right, you girls, put your handbags down.
Why do you think I'm standing beside you? You make me look thin.
Oh! That's usually what she says to me.
We've got to go because there'll be a cat fight in here in a second, but who's the cheese?
I think Trevor, just because Steve's pissed me off.
Oh, okay.
Now, just quickly before you head off anyway, I just wanted to check vital
statistics.
Thank you.
You guys drink Coke like it's on a drip.
Yeah, but to be fair, I don't eat sweets or chocolate or any shit like that.
I was shocked.
Oh, my God.
Ah, testicles.
This is Ian with his radio voice.
Susan Marie Carter, I remember the very first time that I actually heard you was driving down the M4 motorway between Reading and Bristol. And I put on GWR Swindon and I heard this amazing lady on the Drive Time radio show. And I thought, goodness me, UK radio can't have somebody as this good. Ugh, fuck, I fucked it up already. And I said to Jeff and Dirk, I need this woman for my radio station in Dunstable. And they told me she was off limits. Well, when someone tells me someone's off limits, I will do anything in my power to grab them. And boy, when I saw you for the first time, there was a lot to grab.
Hi, Sue. I was going to try and be funny and try and be entertaining in this, but genuinely can't think of anything funny or entertaining to say. So I'm going to have to be a little bit sincere. Hopefully that's okay. I just want to thank you for all the time and effort that you have put into me personally. You'll be dearly, dearly missed. And thank you for your support, encouragement. And I genuinely wouldn't be at the high state of work experience rich if it wasn't for your effort and time. Thank you so much, Sue.
Hey, Sue. It's James. It's been an absolute honour to have spent the last 6 years working with you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to explore radio and for taking the chance and letting me run with some of the slightly crazy technical solutions that I put forward for your OBs. Above all else, it's been a pleasure being your friend. Gonna miss you loads. Now I'm definitely going to have to make that trip down under. Good luck with the new job and your life back in Australia.
Ah, testicles.
Sue, what can I say? The lighthouse, the lighthouse, the lighthouse. Ah, yes, the lighthouse. Many the day we spent there enjoying the weather, the sunshine, the scenery, taking all the sort of the views in, and then suddenly there'd be Sue with her camera, click, click, clicking away. Wake up in the morning, there'd be Sue with her camera, click, click, clicking away. Looking there, standing at the sea, admiring the dolphins jumping, but then, no, there'd be Sue with the camera in your face, click, click, clicking away. So, anyway, very, very happy memories, Sue. Amazing times in Crookhaven, and you'll be back. I know you'll be back soon. Not goodbye, just farewell for a while, and see you soon, either in Australia, because I'm coming there, or in Crookhaven, back at the lighthouse. Very, very best of luck, Sue, and see you soon. Take care.
Thanks, a little out of breath, too, okay. As well. Sound like a sort of dirty phone call.
Literally, exactly. You can say that. You can say that, but I was a little bit out of breath. Like,
that's amazing.
I could do a bit of it. Do you want me to do a bit of it?
Hi, Sue. This is Trev, and I'm an insecure radio presenter. And I need constant in my life. I need somebody there all the time. And when I go upstairs and you won't be sitting there in the corner, it will feel like my leg's missing. Or a small baby.
Has Oh, a small baby? You can't refer to Sue as a small baby.
Has left us. And so that will make me feel very sad. We haven't always seen eye to eye. It's mostly because you're taller than me. But I will miss you. And you are one of the greats of radio. And
who are the others?
The others, Tony Blackburn. is very similar to Sue. In many ways.
I've seen Tony Blackburn on his knees, grabbing hold of his bollocks, singing, "Goodness gracious, great balls of fire." I've never seen Sue do that.
I've seen her grab hold of her bollocks.
I've seen her grab hold of your bollocks that night after the Sonys.
Well, I think, to be honest, it's probably what actually tipped her to I use the word tip, by the way, advisedly. probably tipped her over the edge to go back to Australia.
Yeah.
Go back running to her mother's arms. And say, get me out of here. But Sue, I will miss you. The banter, the love between us. So Sue, I will miss you. Take care. And now I've got that excuse to come and see you down under. And by the way, come round my house for dinner whenever you like.
Are you going to tell her that you love her?
You're always very welcome.
Are you going to say the L word?
I like you.
No, the other one.
I loathe you.
No, the nicer one.
So, I love you. I really do love you. And that's true.
In a sexual way. A little bit. If Sue said, in order to stay, I will stay if there's a bit of rumpy pumpy.
Let me tell you, she's already asked me, that's why she's going.
I think it was the Sony's that made her go. She saw the option on the horizon and she thought, run while you still can.
For both Sue and I, that's the closest we've been to sex for a long time.
I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for, you know, the amazing person that you are, the wonderful radio that you've created. You're a genius. You have a wonderful ear. You can multitask. You have the ability never to get stressed. You are a wonderful leader. And you're also a beautiful person. And I know that as you move on to your new challenges in Brisbane, Australia, you're going to have that same impact on your new team. So, Susan Marie Carter, I take my hat off to you. Now, Sue, it's normally after I've said a few things that I know that it's time to hand over to you, because I'm sure you've got something to say.
In the studio, here on Woodstock Road, I can't sing, we've got cash to give away. In fact, we've got a load. Ooh. Stop laughing! Jack is everywhere.
Pitchy.
Here in Oxfordshire. Wow. So let's play on the street where you live.
Wow. Dear Sue, this is Paul. I want to say with utmost sincerity, what a joy it has been working with you over these few years. Do you think that was sincere enough? What I really mean is, get back to bloody Australia, you bloody convict. All right? Lots of love.